Hi.
Con queso.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm joined here with Natalie, who's eating ice, and Hunter, who's eating an unknown bag of chips from
my pantry.
Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi, I'm Hunter.
And this is my podcast. I'm Savannah. Today's topic is about why we post on social media, why we choose to share our lives with other people. And
it's because the generation we're in.
So on and so forth.
We got born with phones. You ask our parents.
We didn't get born with phones.
Honestly,
yes, we
I didn't know. We were not. I didn't get a phone until I was in seventh grade.
Okay, I didn't get a phone until I was in sixth grade.
Okay, but we have different situations. Actually, I got a phone in fifth grade just because of my mom.
But we were not born with phones. Born with phones is my sister.
Yep.
That's born with phones.
We were born into the era where social media and phones were starting to become very, very popular.
No, it was when phones and
social media
becoming a thing.
Yeah.
When it was being first introduced.
And then, oh, dude, that's when everybody started posting a lot. Like, I'm just going to post this, I'm going to post that because...
I feel like from my perspective and my point of view, because I feel like I joined it a lot later than you guys, nobody really posts ever.
Well, that was at the end, but like at the beginning when everybody...
I feel like this is the beginning.
No, but like...
Where we are now, it's the beginning.
It's like, in my opinion, I think everybody just started posting a lot about different things. Like, oh, let me post this picture and let's see how many likes it will get. Like, first it was a competition of how many likes. And then after that, it turned to a competition on how many followers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I feel like the follower competition is definitely going down now. Because I remember I used to constantly be like, oh.
How many followers are I
having? Let me add this person. And when they add me back, let me unadd them. So that way, I have more people than them.
I didn't really care for it. Maybe because I'm a guy. And females, they're more about social media than guys. Unless you're like... male YouTuber or something
male persona
who makes money or has a lot of clout on
social media
for being a guy.
For sure. There are some guys who are there. They're not necessarily, they don't make money off of social media, but they do post a lot. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot of, Daydrian posts quite a bit on social media all the time.
Yeah.
There's certain guys that just like social media.
I think he does it just to like make people laugh. Because a lot of the stuff he posts
very
is funny.
Like,
girls and women have more social media than men.
That's true.
That is very true.
My mom didn't. My mom had Instagram, Snapchat, everything before my dad. My dad barely got Instagram like this year.
My dad just has Facebook.
My dad does. No, my
dad's old school.
My dad has Instagram?
Hmm?
What does he post?
My sister, his G.
Aquí tomando una chela.
My parents have quite a bit of stuff. They don't have Facebook, though. That's one thing my parents don't have.
My dad has Facebook.
I use Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I definitely use Snapchat and Twitter more than Instagram. I never got Instagram ever.
Instagram was very popular.
Instagram was the first thing.
That's where everyone was at Instagram. Like in junior high. When me and her, when all of us were in junior high. And then they started making other apps.
Snapchat.
For social media, not just by text.
Snapchat came out when we were in eighth grade.
Is Kick social media
grade?
Or is it texting?
What do you mean?
Kick.
It was definitely Kick was one of the first ones.
Like for social media?
Because it was Kick and Instagram.
Well, texting isn't, I don't feel like Kick is social media. It's more of a messaging.
Messenger app.
Yeah, it's a messenger app. But it was definitely one of the first phone apps that blew up.
Yeah.
Amongst.
Oh, yeah.
Younger.
What about Ubu?
Ubu was very underrated. Mad group chats we go on in that one.
And let's go on Ubu, guys.
After school.
OVO.
OVO.
That's where Drake got his stuff from.
I don't think that's where he got it from, but okay. What else?
It was like I said, like, basically at the beginning, it was like a competition between likes and followers. First it was likes, then it was followers.
At first,
that's how it was. For me.
Yeah.
For me, I was like,
because I think everybody just personally has a different experience.
Because for me,
not all
at first, it was like oh, let me post this picture, let's see how many likes I get. If I don't get at least like up to 100, then I'm gonna delete it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I used to be like last year. That's how I was last year. Because at first I was like, oh, if I like it, I'm gonna post it. I don't care if people don't like it, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna post what I feel like I like.
Yeah.
And then coming up, when I got more into social media and I started having more friends and honestly, I started getting more into it, I would post it for likes.
So our social media has a lot to do with our personalities too.
Yes and no. Because
I'm not the type of person like...
Because there are social media personalities.
Yes.
There are people who act a certain way for social media.
You see, I act differently on Instagram than what I act on Snapchat. On Snapchat, I act how I really am. On Snapchat, you can see like a raw version of me.
No. On Snapchat, I'm definitely filtered.
No, I'm not.
You act different on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In person,
I'm filtered. On Snapchat, I'm filtered. And then
I'm filtered on Instagram.
Because Instagram has turned to a place where you just hang your pictures for everyone to see.
Yeah, look guys, I went here at this place on this time.
Yeah. I did this that night. Now Snapchat...
Me, for Instagram, it's more of a...
Snapchat, you can post whenever.
If I want to post... Instagram too, like, oh, this is happening right now? Let me take a picture. Let me make a video. I'm going to put a caption.
Because Instagram, you got to go through some stages to post it.
You have to make sure it looks right.
Place, and
Caption.
Yeah. Definitely. Snapchat, you just post it right away.
But not for
and
me.
And it's quick. And you can text on Snapchat, too.
Yeah. And then you can save things.
Yeah.
Like, memories.
Yes.
And then it gives you flashbacks. Instagram doesn't give you flashbacks. Stop doing that. It's weird.
Yeah.
Instagram for me isn't really a memory holder. It's more of an aesthetic thing.
At this point, I just post on Instagram just to post. Like, I don't really care no more.
I feel like...
Are those Lay's chips?
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, they are. They're from the little bags of chips.
No, for me,
Instagram is...
Okay, what kind of chips are they?
They're Lay's.
The soft ones. The regular ones.
The salty plastic Lay's?
Plastic Lay's.
Plastic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah.
Cool Ranch.
Because Ranch has Cool Lay's. Cool Ranch. I mean, Lay's has Cool Ranch.
Onions. Sour cream and onions. I saw it on your fingers.
Freaking fat.
Gorda.
Hey, I used to be gorda.
Gorda, bitch.
Bro, no. Honestly, I think that's why I started. Because you know how, for me...
Nah, bro, we're talking about social media that...
We are.
Our 12-year-old, my 600-pound life.
It wasn't that big. You just HOE'd me like that.
Yeah.
And like...
Social media makes you have to keep up a certain way.
Yeah. Yes and no. It's like, I used to post a lot constantly just because I was like, oh, like... I want to build up this platform so I could be a public speaker. Like, you know, because I really wanted to do that. And then, out of nowhere, like, I just back up from everything I want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a male, so I don't post a lot.
You keep making this gender-related.
Well, because,
it's
right,
not really right, gender-related.
I don't post a lot.
That's just you yourself. Because I know a lot of dudes who post a lot more than I do.
Me, personally, Hunter, Adam Gonzalez. I don't post a lot.
You post more than I do. And I'm a female.
You post more than I do.
No, I do not.
Check today's snap.
I can't.
Who posts the most?
You.
No. I have two things posted. You have like 4, 5, 6.
And that's because I didn't post anything yesterday. I did not post one thing yesterday.
So are you saying that you post stuff on certain days?
Depends
on
how
I feel. It's like if you don't post a lot one day, you have to post a lot the next day.
No, I don't feel that way. It's just like depending on how I feel.
Why do I want coffee?
And that's only on Snapchat.
You don't want iced coffee?
She just said something.
I feel like I know I do kind of.
You want iced coffee? I want iced coffee.
Natalie got us off topic. Okay, y'all on topic.
I have certain days. I have a day.
McDonald's iced coffee.
I don't like McDonald's iced coffee.
Okay, back to social media.
I have specific days that I post. Only for Instagram. On Snapchat, if I see something that's happening at the moment, then I'll share. If not, nothing's gonna get posted. On Instagram, I post every 29th of the month.
I try to post.
Why? And I post 3 pictures.
Why?
So that way it makes the row.
Why?
Because the three pictures that are on my Instagram are all from the 29th. So I'm not gonna like mess it up because then I feel unorganized.
I post on Instagram whenever there's a special event. That's what that's meant. Whenever a special event happens, I post on Instagram.
And you dress nice.
Yeah, I'm usually dressed out or out with friends. Or if I post something by myself, it's because I'm in an argument or in a relationship.
Don't say nothing, man.
I'm not really gonna say anything.
No. Twitter?
I feel like what's wrong with you? ¿Por qué me vas a morder, idiota?
Cállate,
wey. Twitter for me is more political.
Oh man, I love Twitter. You don't even have to talk to me twice.
I remember
when I first started Twitter. And I didn't know how to work it, so I got off of it. I deleted the app for like a few years. I came back, I was a pro. I was out there retweeting and tweeting things.
Man, when I downloaded Snapchat, I had it for like 10 minutes, then I deleted it and didn't download it for another year because I didn't know how to work it. And it pissed me off. That's when Snapchat was yellow and purple. White and purple. Remember?
That wasn't that long ago.
That was like 2 years ago, man.
No, it was like a year ago.
Snapchat was purple and yellow.
Because I was a freshman when I first ever downloaded Snapchat.
Really?
And then I deleted it.
Are you serious? I always known Snapchat with the yellow and the gold.
It's always been a ghost. He's talking about like the actual in-app.
Now Twitter, when I first downloaded Twitter, my friend suggested it to me and then I tried it. And then I looked at it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get a lot of followers. And I did. I have about 600, 500 followers.
Natalie goes on her Twitter and look at how many followers she got.
I don't have a lot because I don't really...
I have like 100 followers.
There's a lot of people that... how do I say this? There's a lot of people that... There's a lot of people that...
You don't talk to
interact them. With other social media apps than others. Like some people like are always on Twitter. And some people are always on Snapchat. And then there's some people always on Instagram.
If there's anything that I'm on the most, is definitely Pinterest.
Oh my god.
Like, y'all don't think that's a social media app, but it is. Like,
Pinterest, people share
you
recipes,
share ideas,
nails.
Recipes, stuff, outfits, things like that. The Pinterest is for sure the like the thing that I'm on the most. I don't know why, I just like Pinterest. It makes me calm. Like, when I'm pissed off at somebody, I'll go to Pinterest. Like, you'll see me on Pinterest.
No, you'll see me with a black screen on Snapchat. I'm done.
She always says she's done.
I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm logging off. And then like 5 minutes later,
I'll be posting.
I'm like, dude,
you should be on a whole other app.
Yeah, like, I'm like, didn't you just say?
I can't make up my mind.
You were logging off? Like, what?
No, that was like way back then whenever I had that problem.
Yeah.
And then now, like, now that I actually worked on myself and I don't really worry about social media as much, I'm just like doing me and just living life, and honestly it's the best decision I've ever made. Cutting off people that you don't really need is the best option you could do.
I don't know, man.
I mean, although it hurts, but like, you gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
It be like that sometimes. Period. Free JT head off. I said, ah. Henry, what are you on right now?
I am playing games.
No.
Fuck Squiddy.
We're already 13
minutes. I know, we are. I'm gonna have to cut it down.
How long is it supposed to be?
Seven to 8 minutes. We're 14 minutes in. I should actually make a real.
She think I'm cute. She wanna have sex.
Oh my gosh.
I told you, bro, it's gonna last about 30 minutes.
Honestly, we just keep on talking.
We keep on talking and we keep leading to different stuff.
But it ends up coming back to the same
and
thing.
And then she's gonna have more options
about what to talk about. And also, I could just post it, and this will be my first podcast. Yep. Welcome to my podcast channel. It's called Gen Z. Our generation's called Gen Z. Y'all didn't know that?
Nope.
Because our parents are considered millennials. We're Generation Z. That's what our generation is called.
Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
I know, me too. That's why I named it after my podcast. My podcast is
LGBT community club.
What? Natalie's a dyke, hit her up.
Oh yeah, I'm
plug,
a dyke.
Plug.
Oh wait, no. Don't hit me up.
Oh no, don't hit me up. Never mind. Just kidding. Hunter, plug.
Merge.
I play this game. Merge. Not right now, but like merge. In an ad.
Me too. I was playing with the ads, and after that, merge. I don't.
Merge. You playing.
Gang.
Ooh, swordfish. Okay, I dropped the hoe. Okay, be back.
Plug. Follow me on Instagram at HBKGus.
You guys ain't like that, dude.
Nah, not anymore.
HBKGus. Follow me on Instagram. Like my pictures.
I'm not lying, honey.
I'm kidding. That's about it. We post to post. Whenever.
And so however. I was posted to have a dream and I ended up not going through the dream.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
That didn't make no sense.
Yeah, like, bro, you guys. Yes, it does. It's like I wanted to grow my social media platform just because I wanted to be a public speaker.
Yeah.
But then that never ended up happening.
I mean, and it still could. It's not like you don't have time to do that.
Yeah, you're right. And then at one point, I wanted to write a book.
Still do that
too? But it's like, I'm gonna have like 20 chapters, man.
Dude, I have a book with like 105 chapters.
Oh my God.
It could be done. What else? I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, political, Instagram. I feel like Instagram is like,
look at me.
Look at how good my life is. Look at what I've got. Look at how much happier I am than you. I don't know. That's how Instagram makes me feel. Instagram is a lie. Because it's only the good parts of your life. Thanks for that.
Snapchat be like.
Snapchat be like what? Continue.
I know you didn't finish.
Oh, right.
She fucking forgot.
Snapchat is just basically like a raw version of yourself.
I don't feel like that.
But no.
It can be, it's probably more raw than Instagram is. It's definitely more raw than Instagram is. Because on Instagram, I'm pretty cute. On Snapchat, I'm not that cute. In real life, I'm trash. Straight trash, bro. Hunter, what are you doing, bro? What else? That's it. Are you done?
You know who you look like? Like a dog?
I guess we're going on 19 minutes of this podcast. I'll probably just edit it later and share it. Who knows? We'll see what happens. I have to edit it tonight.
Did you
do tomorrow.
Saw what I did?
Yeah, we saw that.
Do it again.
Jump. Hunter, do you want to say goodbye before you take a nap?
Jump straight up.
Don't. You're gonna make a hole in my ceiling. Signing out. This is Hunter Grimm Lawless.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Subscribe to the bottom. Blah, blah, blah. Like. Leave a couple comments. And
y'all go follow me on Instagram.
Follow me on Snapchat. Hunter Gonzalez 1. Follow me on Twitter. Gonzalez 300. Or maybe it's the other way around. Follow me on Instagram. _Hunter_317. Go on Facebook.
Okay, we don't need all of that.
Hunter Gonzalez. And then, if you want to ever my old kick, I think it's like Hunter GGGGG.
Yo, we should bring back kick, no, like high key.
Nah, bro, nah. Kick is dead. Kick is dead.
It's really not.
No, it really is. Kick is because Twitter you can text and post a whole bunch of stuff. Kick, but you just get messages.
You can text on Facebook, but why was Kick still a thing?
But Facebook, you still post and stuff. So what people are doing.
Exactly.
Can you post on Kick?
No.
Probably should.
I haven't been on there forever. Who knows? Nat, you want to plug?
Of course. Follow me on Instagram.
@NATARE_M. On Snapchat, CrayCrayMeLLL. And on Twitter, ARLLETT123.
You're gonna freaking break my bed.
Like Jimmy?
My bed. I'm surprised I haven't killed him. The bed breaking from the top. Like my stepbrothers.
Oh my god.
Why did you think
of that? Alright. This is me signing out. Generation Z. We're out for today. Oh, this is 21 minutes. Alright, guys.
I told you this whole thing last about 30 minutes.
It's 21 minutes. Shut up. I'll talk to you next week when I upload my second podcast episode. Live life. And the earth is flat.